Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, Ian's on the line. Good morning, Ian.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you as well.
You talked to us before because, you, as I recall, you were living at home with your folks and your boyfriend.
I was indeed, Ryan.
Your boyfriend was the qualified architect from Malaysia who couldn't get work and was seeking asylum in Ireland. You were a journalist with your local paper, and you found that just as you were about to get a place, wherever you looked, you mentioned it, a boyfriend, and suddenly the trail went cold.
That's it, yeah, now, for the past. Yeah, sorry, go on.
No, you go on.
All right, for the past, like, 2.5 months, thereabouts, myself and my boyfriend, we've been constantly turned down by landlords who have openly denied us residency because we were gay. And, of course, there was other factors at play as well. Like, it is very hard for couples in general to, you know, find a place. But I found since looking for a place to move in with my boyfriend, especially, was very, very hard. And we just had no luck at all until last Saturday.
What happened?
Well, it was last Saturday. It was about 9 o'clock in the morning. I went up to visit a place only about 10 minutes away from where I actually live in Blanchardstown.
Yeah.
And I went up, I introduced myself to the landlord. He seemed sound. He showed me around his house, a very nice house. And he showed me up to the room, and he just started talking about, like, what do I do and where am I from, that sort of stuff. And I was looking around. He said, so are you moving in with your girlfriend, I assume? And basically, I just said, no, I'm actually moving in with my girlfriend, or sorry, with my boyfriend. And there's always that, you know, kind of pause, that awkward pause, like, that we've been getting in, you know, a lot of other places. But he says, no, yeah, that's fine. Don't have any problem with that. And I was delighted. And as he was going through the room, a funny thing happened. An actually really bizarre thing happened.
Yeah.
Like, he must have been painting or something, painting the ceiling, because he had a lot of newspapers, like, on the ground. And I was just looking around the room, and I saw, staring up at me, I wrote an article for the Dublin Gazette on my experiences. And that same article was there staring up at me with a picture of myself. Yeah, it was just bizarre. I nearly got a heart attack.
Yeah, I'd say you did, because, well, that's what he thought of your article. I'm only messing. No, but,
maybe
but
he did.
That's quite the coincidence now, in fairness.
It really is. He actually had no idea whether he read the article or not, or put two or two together. Yeah. I've yet to know. But
I suppose he offered
me the place there and then. He says, "Okay, yeah, you seem okay.
Yeah,
you can move in tomorrow if you want."
Isn't that funny? Some people just couldn't care less.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Just not an issue. Given that you were searching for so long, and then you came across this guy who just said, "Yeah, what? Yeah, I'm moving in, my boyfriend. Good luck with that. See ya."
Yeah, not a bother on him. As long as we, you know, pay our monthly rent, of course. Yeah, it's fine. And that should be the case with everyone.
Yeah, no question about it. Did you get much reaction to being on the show here? Because I know there was some pickup in the papers and so on.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, a lot of media publications highlighted our story. And like I said, I also wrote about it in the Dublin Gazette. And the reception and support we both received after your show was really incredible.
Yeah.
Like, many people were contacting us through, like, my Facebook page, sympathizing with our situation. And there was also some cases of, you know, landlords offering to rent a room in their home once, you know, an opening came up.
Okay, well, that's good. That's positive.
It really, really was. It definitely, I think it opened the eyes of many people, like, around Dublin and Ireland, especially about how discrimination is still going on within the LGBT community.
Yeah.
And it really put things into perspective.
Are you, have you moved in yet?
We actually moved in the very next day on the Sunday. Like, I didn't want to get too excited over it since we've been let down so many times.
Yeah.
So after, you know, we exchanged the monthly fees, the deposit, that sort of stuff, then, you know, we had a big celebration.
I bet you did. Did it feel nice?
It felt
good to find the place and settle down for a little while and just enjoy that new bit of independence and freedom.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, like, I'm only about 10 minutes away, so if I ever short on cash and want my dinner, my family will always be there.
Yeah, a true Irish man, Ian, that's what you are.
That's it.
You just forgot to mention the laundry.
The laundry, oh yeah. I'll also, in exchange for borrowing all sorts of appliances in the house, that'll be in exchange for a bag of turkey laundry.
That's it. And listen, how's the journalism career? I think you make a great journal. So how's that all going?
Oh, cheers. Thanks very much, Ryan. Yeah, it's great. Like, it's especially hard these days, you know, for any journalism graduate to find work. So I really find myself fortunate to be working as a newspaper reporter. Like, I have a full-time job. I'm really enjoying it.
Good.
Definitely something that I want to do.
Yeah, and, you know, not all newsprint journalists can come on the radio and do what you've been doing with us. And I think that's something else you should investigate.
I really think it is, Brian. Yeah. And since our experience, I've actually become a lot more involved, you know, in the LGBT issues.
Yeah.
Like before, you know, I've never considered myself an LGBT activist, but at the moment, I'm actually helping to organise an LGBT appreciation run in my local park in Hartstown.
Okay.
So that's taking place this Sunday at 12 noon, which everyone is welcome to attend.
Okay, well, that's good news. So your confidence is in good stead, and life is grand. Well, I'm delighted for you.
It really is, yeah.
I'm delighted for you, and I'm delighted that your parents don't have to look at your face every morning.
That's it. I'm sure they're happy too.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Good luck with everything. If there's ever any news or developments or something you want to share with us, Ian, you know to give us a call.
I much appreciate it, Brian. Right. Really, thanks. Good. Bye.
Take care of yourself.
Good luck. Bye.